Welcome to the None But Curious podcast. We're all about finding inspiration in life's uncertainties. Whether you're still figuring things out, questioning your beliefs, or just curious about the world, come hang out with us as we celebrate the beauty of not having all the answers. For about 6 months now, maybe more, every time I do a tarot card reading, it tells me that I need to prioritize rest. Well, I'm not doing that right now. Instead, I'm talking with you. But this is kind of relaxing for me, and I hope it is for you as well. So we're going to delve into the essence of rest. We're going to talk about what it means, how we can achieve it, and what impact it has on our overall well-being. So don't fall asleep. I'll try not to fall asleep as well. So what is rest? At its core, rest isn't really about physical relaxation or sleep. Those are really important components. It encompasses a state of inner peace, a quieting of the mind, and a replenishment of the spirit. It's about finding stillness amidst the chaos, nurturing our souls, and reconnecting with what truly matters. Because you can sleep for 8-9 hours a day and still wake up and feel like crap. And there are lots of days that I get maybe 6 or 6.5 hours of sleep, and I feel like I'm on top of the world. I can handle everything that comes my way. I am different on those days because I've taken time for myself. Rest and self-care go hand in hand. Rest does look different for everyone, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Some will find solace in meditation. Others prefer nature walks or creative expression. I dig all of those. I shouldn't say I'm not good at meditation. I don't know what that would mean. I have to force myself to meditate, and every time that I do, I feel fantastic afterwards. So it's one of those love-to-hate tasks that I do. You can perform yoga, you can do journaling, or enjoy a cup of tea. The key is to find activities that nourish your soul and bring you a sense of calm. So you can experiment with different methods until you discover what resonates deeply with you. And it really is a matter of trial and error. I appreciate meditation. I'm not a fan of it. And that's because I don't like being still, because stillness for me breeds anxiety. At least it has in the past. The more that I work with it, the better I feel, the better I can just deal with it. I do remember one of the first times I went to a meditation workshop. I panicked. I ended up making myself panic because I could hear my heart beating. I was so quiet and the room was so quiet, and that freaked me out. And I ended up bursting in tears and probably ruined everybody else's meditation experience. So if you happen to be one of those people that were there, I am deeply apologetic. I did not mean to ruin it. So as you listen to this very exhausted podcast, I encourage you to reflect on your own relationship with rest. What does rest mean to you? What does it look like? How do you currently incorporate rest into your life? Are there areas you could use more balance? What activities bring you a sense of peace and rejuvenation? You might not know that. As a mom of 3 kids, I feel like there have been seasons that I have lost my identity, and I'm in one of those again. Things change. People change you. You just get lost in doing things for other people. And so that question might be really daunting for some people. So I'm going to ask it again. What activities bring you a sense of peace and rejuvenation? Jot down your thoughts, journal them. You can share them on our Facebook community, None But Curious. Just brainstorm and try them out. And they may feel terrible. And if they feel terrible once, give it another go. if it's still terrible, probably not for you. That's also my rule for restaurants, by the way. Like, sometimes you'll go to a restaurant and it's absolutely terrible. You got to give it another shot. And if it's absolutely terrible again, well, maybe you just don't eat there anymore. I came across an article written by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith called The 7 Types of Rest That Every Person Needs. And I will have a link for that in our Facebook community. According to Dr. Dalton Smith, the 7 key areas include the following. 1, physical rest. So physical rest is sleeping and napping, which you don't really do anything. You just lie down and sleep. So it's passive. Or you could do yoga, some stretching, or massage therapy. And that's a more active physical rest. Mother's Day is coming up soon. I really would like to get a massage. Massages are absolutely terrible and phenomenal all at the same time. The second key area of restorative rest is mental rest. We're all overstimulated and we're all doing 15 things at once, even though multitasking really isn't a thing. What helps with mental rest, ways that you can get mental rest, are taking short breaks every few hours to help you refocus. It's also good for your vision, especially if you're looking at a screen consistently and constantly. It's advised, I think it is every 2 hours minimum, that you get up for like 15 minutes and go look far away, go look out into the distance, go look outside a window. So not only is it going to help your vision, it's also going to help your mental health. And another one that I use constantly is brain dumping, where you write things down and you get as many things out of your brain as possible. And that helps you with concentration. It also helps with prioritizing. The third key area is sensory rest, and I am in dire need of this. Getting away from bright lights, avoiding screen time, background noise. I can hear the lights buzzing. My printer is making a bunch of noise right now. The heater is going on. There's the hum of my deep freezer. I think the computer is whistling. There's so much noise in this seemingly quiet room. It's the same thing with conversations. Sometimes when you're having lots of conversations all at once, as you do when you have roommates or you're at work or you have a big family, it just gets overwhelming. So getting away from all of that, closing your eyes. I even have a special mask just to sit while I meditate. It's a sleep mask, but it's a little bit lighter so I don't fall asleep. That helps. Getting away from screens, obviously. I use a nightlight on my computer, and that helps reduce how much sensory overload I have. And as far as background noise, I don't know how to reduce that. I've never been in a sensory deprivation tank, and maybe that could be something. If you've been in a sensory deprivation tank, let me know how that is, because I've been curious for decades. Another key area of rest is creative rest. And this is one I am very good at taking. It's as simple as appreciating nature, slowing down. Someone locally does forest baths. I have not yet done one, but I do them on my own. I haven't done them with other people, but just appreciating nature. You can even do it in your own backyard, sitting outside on your porch or your deck and just being still and enjoying the arts. Who knew that going to museums could be so relaxing? I did. I love museums. That's my favorite. Museums are one of my favorite places. It doesn't matter what museum it is, because I love to learn and it's not very stimulating and you have to focus in on the information and you're outside of your comfort zone. There's just so many reasons why that's a good place to find creative rest. And you learn something new. Let's see, what number are we on? Fifth. We're on the fifth key of restorative rest, emotional rest. This is a biggie, and it's really, really hard to do. Expressing yourself authentically. So stop people pleasing. And that's easier said than done. But, you know, when you don't want to do something, say no. When you don't like something, say it. You don't have to be crass or nasty. But being honest is so good for you. And it's good for whomever you're talking to, whether it's a work colleague or your best friend. Be honest, be authentic. And as far as people pleasing goes, the other thing that is healthy to do is to create and commit to your boundaries. When you say no because you mean no, you are making it so you're giving permission for someone else to adhere to their boundaries too. And it just has a ripple effect. Being kind to yourself is first and foremost priority. And in that way, you have the energy because you've rested to, you can go out into the world and spread more kindness. It's just, it's good stuff. Social rest. It kind of goes with the saying no. If you don't feel like going out, don't go out. But also kind of take inventory of who you're spending your time with. Who are you surrounding yourself with? We can't always be positive 100% of the time. That's a whole other thing that just drives me mad is people think that, you know, to have good vibes, you have to not complain and you have to just see the positive all the time. I consider myself a relatively positive person and I can get low down with the rest of them. And I probably use that phrase incorrectly. I don't mean anything by it. I'm tired, okay? But I can complain and be petty. Just, you know, we're human. But you know those people that just suck your energy dry and they're energy vampires and they take more than they give. You know those people. If there's a way that you can make it so that you have less exposure to those people, I implore you to try, because it's scary, but it does make you feel a hell of a lot better. And then spiritual rest is the last key area in her article. And that's finding connection beyond yourself. So spiritual doesn't have to mean like with God. We're agnostics, we're nuns, right? So it could mean that. It doesn't have to. But, you know, going out into the community, helping someone else, finding a sense of belonging, love and acceptance, or purpose beyond yourself. Just get out of your head and go be with someone else. And that is really relaxing. Connect with God or gods or whatever ritual you enjoy doing. It's just really stepping aside from your everyday and feeling a sense of awe. And you can do that in a museum. You can do that in nature. And the fun thing about these keys are that they're not just, you don't have to just do one or the other. They all kind of integrate with one another. Just rest. If you haven't gotten any of that, just rest. So the benefits of rest are beyond physical relaxation. We experience greater clarity of mind. We have improved emotional well-being and enhanced creativity. We become better equipped to navigate life's challenges with resilience, with a little more grace and a little less edginess. Rest also fosters deeper connections with ourselves and others, and it strengthens our sense of empathy and compassion, which we need a hell of a lot more in the world right now, yesterday. But embracing rest can be challenging because our world values productivity and busyness. And we have our inner thoughts. We might feel guilty for taking time to rest or worry that we're falling behind, that something is falling through the cracks. I know I feel that all the time. And my husband makes fun of me. Like, it'll still be there. Just relax. And it's important to recognize that rest is not a luxury. It's a necessity for our overall health and well-being. But if you are struggling with chronic stress, burnout, or sleep disorders, please do not delay getting help from a professional. Asking for help is not weakness. It is a strength. Vulnerability is strength. You need to take care of you. So reframing our mindset and setting boundaries around our time, we can cultivate a healthier relationship with rest. So in the days ahead, I invite you to carry the spirit of rest with you. So carve out a few moments of stillness in your daily routine, like make yourself a cup of tea or even drink more water than you normally do. Just a few sips, it'll do. Look outside your window. If you feel overwhelmed, go wash your hands and then use some lotion and, you know, rub your palms and your fingers, especially if you're at a keyboard or if you work with your hands. Find moments of peace within the chaos. It is possible, I promise. I promise you. And while you're at it, subscribe to the None But Curious podcast. And until next time, may you find peace in the chaos and magic in the mundane.